This is the Don and Mike Show.
I know it's going to be scary.
Oh, it's just fun. Every year, it's just fun. Last Halloween, I came as Janet Jackson's boob. It was topical. People got a big kick out of it. The year before that, I came as Monica Lewinsky, and I wore a stained dress. The year before that, I also came as Monica Lewinsky, and before that, I was OJ. It was pretty funny.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
The Don and Mike Show. A tradition unlike any other. The Don and Mike Show.
Wasn't that scary, huh?
Oh, wasn't that scary?
James Nance.
Yes.
James Tiberian Nance.
Our very good friend from CBS Sports.
The most powerful woman in TV sports is on a conference call. She will call us momentarily.
She's always very busy.
Very good.
Tomorrow on the show, a yearly tradition returns. Joe Ardinger and Trick or Beer.
Yeah. Has his costume already done?
What's he going to be, Mike?
He's going to be a tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Not as elaborate as some of his previous costumes. He's going to be a tiger with the face hole cut out, I believe.
But he wanted that.
I'm not sure why he wanted to be a tiger. I didn't ask him about it.
Joe, why do you want to be a tiger this year?
Why a tiger?
It just seems fun.
Seems fun.
Will you be doing any type of tiger-related accents?
Growl. Grr.
Okay. So the tiger, but there was no reason why.
Comfort? You like tigers?
What? I just thought it would be fun to wear a tiger suit with a tail.
Uh-huh. You know where the Bengal tiger is native? There's been British settlements there.
Oh, no. Don't get into his British accent.
Just a thought.
Joe?
Yes, Don.
Come on.
Don't expect him to pick up cues.
Come on, do it, Joe. Do your British accent.
Hello, I'm a tiger. Trick or beer?
I would like that.
How about that?
Yeah. We turn his microphone off. I remember a couple of years ago, didn't we also have him walk around with a lobster on a leash?
Now, that was a crazy DJ stunt from the prep service, remember? That was not a Halloween costume.
I think he should still have the lobster on a leash and speak with a British accent.
Then he'd need a monocle, too.
Love the lobster.
Now, will the tiger suit have the face hole cut out, or is it a... It's not a tiger head on top of the furry body.
No, but he has ears, I think.
Oh, good.
Is it like one of those Ralphie suits from A Christmas Story?
I believe that's what they're shooting for, yeah. I don't know if it's like just a face hole. It might be a tiger suit and then a headpiece for ears.
I guess we're not asking Joe. Does he have it yet? Does he have the...
I don't know, Joe?
Yes, Don.
Joe, do you have the tiger suit yet?
No.
Have you seen it yet?
No.
You know what you might want to get, Joe, is some makeup.
Well, that's the thing. You see... It's the tiger suit, and then I'm going to put on some orange paint and some ears.
Ah.
This would be a good time to thank Wenda for preparing your tiger suit.
Oh, Wenda's still doing that for
us?
She's
come into part-time at the Annandale Masters costume.
Very good.
Put this costume together for Joe. That's why I'm not sweating it.
That's good. Master's good thing.
All right, well, Joe, you'll...
354-7500.
You'll be up for your performance, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Very good.
Thank you, Joe. I'm requesting the British accent and a lobster on a leash.
What, with the tiger suit?
Yeah.
No, because I have to pull the cooler behind me.
That spoils the motif.
He has the cooler.
Well, and I guess if you're...
I'm not going to drag the poor lobster around. I'm the animal lover of the Don and Mike Show.
So you will have a cooler, an empty cooler, and you will accept beer, wine coolers, various sundry food items.
And pharmaceuticals.
Right. Have you secured the cooler on wheels?
Guess what? Even better.
Guess what?
I have no cooler with wheels this year, so I've got this gigantic cooler I'm just going to drag.
Oh, even better.
So it's going to be louder and more obnoxious than ever before.
That's using your small brain.
That's wonderful, Joe.
Okay, thanks, Joe.
Mike, I know this is your favorite bit of mine.
I love this
you
bit.
You enjoy this every year.
I do. I love this
one. Hi, Joe.
Of all of Joe's bits.
I love this one more than any other.
Many metal bits.
It's a tradition unlike any other. I truly enjoy it.
I love it.
I do.
Goodbye.
So that's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. Uh-huh. Today, while we wait for one great gym, let's call another one. It's my Earth Dog brother's birthday today.
Oh, wonderful.
Thinking about him today. Wondering how he was doing.
Buzz, you're so thoughtful. Did you know it was his birthday?
No, I didn't. It just occurred to me. We hadn't heard from him, and I wondered how he was.
Would you see a report on the news from some guy in Wisconsin going ape ass?
No, nothing like that.
It's hunting season, too.
Hello.
Hey, faggot.
Hey, homo.
Hey, it's me. It's me, your brother. Is today your birthday?
Yes, it is.
Nailed it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jimmy.
Homo,
happy birthday
happy
to
homo
you.
To you.
You get anything cool for your birthday?
A battery charger with rechargeable batteries.
Always good.
That's
know
wonderful.
How for the boat. James, how old are you? I'm going to guess, you know, brothers are not good with this. I'm going to guess you're 47 today?
Yeah.
47 years young.
That's too funny.
Yeah, how old are you again? Are you 56, 54?
Yeah. I'm 49.
Oh, okay.
You got anything special planned for your birthday?
We went to Old World. Me and Marnie both took a day off of work, and we went to Old World, Wisconsin.
And what is that?
It's a place over here in Wisconsin.
It's Milwaukee,
where they
as it is.
Old houses that were built in like the mid 1800s,
wow.
And they reconstructed them. They're the exact same houses. They took them down stick by stick and rebuilt them here in this place. And you can tour them, and you know they got the period actors, and you know.
Oh, that sounds like fun!
I had no idea. I had no idea that you were into that.
Yeah,
I didn't know you were a student of history.
Yeah, I like history.
Jimmy, you know what I like doing when I go to the Renaissance Festival? Because I'm nutty for those things. I love it, excuse me, when you get someone that's wearing the costume and wants to talk to you like ye old times, like, hello.
Right, right.
And I always love saying, say, where'd you get those Reeboks in the year 1874? And they're always like, my lord, I have no idea what shoe wear you thy is speaking
and
of.
And you like to challenge them like that to see if they stay in character.
I go, oh, come on. Your shoes are made in China.
That's always fun. And most of them do stay in character,
now,
right?
I know not this place you're speaking of, my lord.
Citizen, move on and stop speaking of my footwear. Did you have any food or drink with this place?
No.
Did you pour any good concrete today or yesterday?
Yesterday I did.
Mm-hmm. I know when I spoke to you over the weekend, you were pouring a load.
Hey.
Okay.
I was what?
Weren't you pouring a load on Saturday?
Oh, yeah, when you called me, yeah, I was dropping a load.
Gotcha.
Do you feel older?
No. No, not at all.
Good.
Just a day off of work and just another day, you know.
There is just something hilarious about thinking. I still have trouble thinking of you as an adult to begin with. The whole thing that you're married and a father is an entirely another thing. But then when you look at that number, 47.
Right.
No way. I still think of you. I guess it's a compliment, Jimmy. I still think like you're 15.
Did you talk to your brother about your impending purchase, as far as your two wheel purchase that you're excited about?
Oh no, he doesn't. He does not know a thing about it.
Mm-hmm. You know, Don's going to join us in the land of two wheels.
My brother is?
Yes,
but see if you can guess now.
What did he get? A Valkyrie or something?
What's a Valkyrie?
Or a Suzuki Boulevard?
What is that?
Tell me it's a Harley that you bought.
Jimmy, I haven't gotten anything yet.
What is a Valkyrie? Is that a motorcycle?
Yeah.
First off, let me tell you, I am not getting a motorcycle, per se.
Oh, you're getting a scooter?
Yeah.
Hey, we got Marnie a scooter this spring.
See? Look at that.
Yeah, got her a scooter.
Everybody's got it.
Don's getting a scooter.
Oh, what kind?
I don't know yet, a kind that doesn't make me look like a retarded fat guy in a little coat. I can't yet find...
I got Marnie's all pinstriped from the guy that pinstriped my Harley.
Oh.
And on the back of her trunk, her scooter is actually a bagger. It's got a trunk and it's got a tour pack. And on the back of the trunk, it says, when I grow up, I want to be a Harley.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. You emailed me those photos, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I've seen that. There's a lot of writing on the back of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. If anything, your wife's scooter is too manly for me.
Really? Has she got a real tricked out one?
Well, she's got a real big one with like big bags on the side of it, and he's got the beautiful paint job on it. And
how fast does her scooter go?
Arnie's supposed to do like 75 miles an hour.
Hmm. Wow.
It's a 250 cc. I bought her a Chinese made one. But it's yeah, it's.
Lead weighted it down.
Hey, but it's the same exact same scooter as the Honda Helix, but it was like $2,500 less. Hmm.
All right, well, listen, when I get close to making the decision, I shall let you know.
Yeah, okay.
All right, and everybody out there with the Xbox, has that thing arrived yet, that refurbished, the new Xbox?
Oh, it didn't arrive yesterday, but we're heading towards home right now. So
it'll be there today.
Maybe today.
So we'll give we'll get Jimmy's gamer tag up as soon as he gets that thing up and working. And listen, I love you, Yahomo. Happy birthday!
Hey, thanks a lot. Hey, I'm gonna have to get that Halo 3 game, but before I get online, I'm gonna have to practice on it for a couple of days because I don't want a bunch of guys yelling at me, "Hey, doofus, move!"
All right.
All right, no problem.
And happy birthday, Jim.
Yeah. All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Happy birthday. Jimmy, how about the Packers? Come on now.
Well, didn't they lose this weekend?
Oh, he's such a dick with that.
Hey, how about the Bears? How about the Bears kicking their ass a week or two ago?
Oh, is he more of a Bears fan than a Packers fan?
He just doesn't like the Packers because I like the Packers. Hey, dumbass, the Packers are 6-1.
Yeah, and the one was lost to the Bears.
Well, great. Why don't you go make out with the Bears?
Everybody thought the Bears were going to get whooped on real good. But
the Bears suck. Since when did you become a gigantic Bears fan?
I'm not a giant Bears fan. I just hate the Packers.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't know your brother hated the Packers.
Do people that are Redskin fans, do they have shrines in their living room or in front of their TV?
Yes.
With Redskin stuff?
Yes. Now, are you mocking me or are you mocking the people that live in your home state of Wisconsin?
You and the home state of Wisconsin.
All of them. Oh, it's a shame that you two can't share that, the love of the Packers. Now, you've forgotten that he felt this way because you were expecting him to jump on the bandwagon.
Frankly, I don't even think Jimmy watches football. You don't even watch it on a regular basis, do you?
No.
How's your driver doing this year?
Oh, Jeff?
Yeah.
He's doing pretty good, I think.
Okay. Your good friend, Jeff. Jeff Rainbow Gordon.
Yeah, did you hear what Jimmy Johnson did?
What did Jimmy Johnson do?
He donated all of his winnings.
To who?
Who was it, Marty?
How's she doing?
Who did he donate his winnings to?
Red Cross for Southern California fires.
Ah. Hey, good for him.
Very nice.
Hey, put your wife on the phone.
No, hold on.
She likes the Packers, right?
Hello?
Hi, Marty.
Hello.
Hey there. You like the Packers, right?
Oh, they're okay.
Wow. How can you live there and not like them?
Well, I don't know. I never was into much into football.
What's your favorite sport, Marnie?
My favorite sport? Yeah. I like watching football.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I think I'm gonna get a scooter. Maybe not one as tricked out as yours, but I'm really thinking about it.
Oh, they're fun. It was funny. I went to work, and everybody's thinking, wow, it's so cool that you're driving that and everything, you know. So I guess I'm kind of standing out at work, whatever. But
Do you have any scooter advice for Don?
Any scooter advice?
Yeah.
Just practice a little bit before you get out on the road if you've never been on one before, or even on a motorcycle, because you know it's just turning those turns without falling over and stuff.
You make sure you give my brother that special birthday present tonight. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we'll see. He has to earn it today still.
Oh, he has to earn it.
He has to earn sex on his birthday.
Even after he took you to Old World.
Wow. Yeah, well, he might. It just depends on if he's nice to me the rest of the day.
That's right.
Would you go back to Old World?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. No, it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a nice day today because tomorrow's our last day, so it wasn't real busy or anything.
Oh, so Old World closes up for the winter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope he enjoys the battery charger.
He said he didn't want anything, but you know.
Well, you got him a battery. You got him a battery charger, so like he can use those reusable batteries.
It's AA batteries for his digital camera and stuff.
Oh, good, very cool. Very good.
All right, well, Marty, treat my brother right, and happy birthday to him.
Okay, I'll pass that on.
We have to go. We have a much more important caller on the other line.
I bet.
No, we do really. It's
thanks, Jim. Marty.
It's Jim.
All right, thanks.
Okay,
bye. Talk to you later.
Hey, put my brother back on, please.
Okay, here he is. Yeah.
All right. Happy birthday.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right. Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye, Jimmy.
Take care, Jim.
Hey, I got to go. Do you know who Jim Nance is?
Who?
Do you know who Jim Nance is?
No.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. Here he is now from CBS. Oops, wrong one.
America's number one network.
Wrong again.
Yeah, get that out of here.
Hold on. Rob's holding fingers up. I'm not sure which
CD
button.
CD2.
Don't just look at it. Eat it. No, it's the Don and Mike
right.
Show.
That's Hold not on. It.
There we go.
Yeah, baby.
So glad that Nancy's back on the show. Jim Nance, how the heck are you?
I'm doing well now that I finally ditched 43 sports writers on a conference call, and I just hung up. I just hung up. They're still ongoing.
Wow.
Well, it's to come to you guys. I'm sure I'm going to get – there's going to be some penalties to be paid for that.
Well, what are you on the conference call with 43 sports writers about?
About this little tilt I'll be calling on Sunday between the Patriots and the Colts, and it started at 3 o'clock. We had 43 writers from Los Angeles to New York, Boston, and everywhere in between. Somebody from the Washington Times just asked a question a minute ago, and I'm on there with Phil Simms, Sean McManus, our president, and Coach Bill Cowher, and there's just so much interest in the game. The questions, they just keep reloading. So, I had Don and Mike on the brain, so I finally just hung up the phone.
Nancy,
right in the middle of it.
Nancy, I'm thinking this weekend, possibly the highest rated regular season game in CBS history. What do you think?
Well, it won't be in CBS history, so before you get absolutely carried away with yourself.
Modern age CBS history.
As you are apt to do, it will be the highest rated regular season game in probably 15 years.
Wow.
Now, our Patriots-Dallas game 3 weeks ago was the highest rated regular season game in 10 years, since a 97 game between San Francisco and Denver on a Monday night. So we should eclipse that. But I don't think you understand what I just did to come on this show.
You blew
I
off
just put
43
my career
guys.
In jeopardy.
Really?
Oh, please,
yes,
Joe.
I did.
Walking
please.
Away from a discussion of the preview of the AFC Championship.
I walked away from 43 writers clamoring for answers to what's going to happen on Sunday.
Did you throw
any? I just ditched them.
Jimmy, did you throw any of them your necktie as you often want to do?
No,
and a
nothing
golf,
like that.
Golf match?
Not this time, but I do want to say this, too, because I caught the very tail end of that. It was nice to hear your brother tell you he loved you. And it was nice to hear the sincerity in his voice, because the way you said it, I mean, it sounded so, like, matter-of-fact. Like, it sounded like you were reading it off of a card.
I was. What I noticed from that was, yes, you're right, it was great to hear the love between my brother and myself. I thought perhaps what was more touching was that he didn't know who you were.
Hey, I'm used to that. I'm so used to that.
Jimmy, how are you dealing with the fact that, seriously, the world is now upside down, and it's the top, I would say, maybe seven teams in the league are in the AFC, and then there's the NFC, and this game this weekend, come on, like you said, it's going to be huge. Jim, you're on top of the world. CBS is finally on top of the football heap. Yes or no?
We are. I am. You're right on all accounts.
Amen.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Jimmy, take your shirt off.
Hey, I'm ripping it off right now.
Go back to the old days.
Hey, I've just popped the buttons. I'm ripping it off as I speak.
You know, as we broadcast here from our nation's capital, Jim, and you've got the Redskins just reeling after being thumped by the Patriots. I mean, this really, this team, the Patriots, they're up there with some of the greats of all time, don't you think?
Well, they've got to get past this little team called Indianapolis. You might remember them as the Super Bowl champions.
Piece of cake.
Game. Mm-hmm. But if they do, I do think that we can start to put this in some sort of context, like this perhaps being or making a team that could make a run at being the all-time super team. Because I think the road after this is one that they can navigate undefeated. I really do.
All right, Jim, what about the other side? And I will take the other side. I'm the Colts. I won the Super Bowl, for God's sakes. I've not lost the game. I've won 12 games in a row. And you know what I am? I'm not chicken salad. I'm chicken the other stuff. Everybody looks at me and says, I stink. Doesn't that give me huge motivation? Doesn't that give me huge motivation?
Oh, I love you. You know, I love this. No, they're not saying, people aren't saying they stink. It's just that they have been completely overshadowed. Well, you're right. They've won the 12 in a row, including beating New England to go to the Super Bowl. And on top of it, the last 2 weeks, they got handed this demanding schedule of playing two road games against teams with winning records in a six-day stretch. And they thumped them both. So they're good. Yeah, they get to come home and And, you know, again, it's not just some guy in Vegas. When you track these point spreads, that's a reflection of where the money's going. And the money says that the Patriots are a 4.5-point favorite.
Yeah, now, Jim, if you could explain that to me. You have your defending world champions who are undefeated. They are playing at home, and they're the underdog.
I can't explain it. I thought I just did. If you want me to write it down and fax it to you?
Would you please?
I don't know, though. Again, that's a reflection when you talk about this underdog business. It's not some guy out there in Las Vegas who has it in for Tony Dungy and the Colts.
Jim, here's a
the reflection of where the money's going. The money right now is, if the game, let's just say this, if the game was a pick, you know, no points given either way, and I'm not anybody right. that's gambling or endorsing it. You know, obviously the money would be flooding in disproportionately on the New England side, which makes them out there in Las Vegas uncomfortable. They want it to be even split, so they make their money on the on whatever.
Nancy, you're from Houston. There's no hiding that. You love Houston. You're a season ticket holder for the Houston Texans.
And you know, I was on a radio show today in Sacramento, California.
Oh!
And you might know the Wise Guys.
Oh, who's that?
They run your show out
oh,
there.
The Rise Guys.
We're
okay.
on right now.
Oh, the Wise Guys on KHTK.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys on KHTK.
They said they loved me on Don and Mike.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
And they also mentioned that, you know, I was a season ticket holder for the Houston Texans. I said, now, how in the world do you know that? Well, because Don and Mike talk about
we
it.
We tell the world that every day.
My question was going to be, Jim, while you are doing these extraordinary games, what happens to those seats in Reliant Stadium?
They are.
Can I write? Can I write? Hold on. I want to write down my answer.
Okay. What's the guess? Oh, I'm going to write it down too. I've got a guess too. Hold on.
You got a little Jeopardy music in there?
Yeah. Well, we should. Sure. Hold on a second.
Okay. Hold on.
Come on, Rob.
He's on it. Okay. I'm writing it down. You have yours? All right.
I've got my answer. My answer is.
Okay. The panel is, let's see what Jim says first.
The panel is set.
All right. Let's get the. All right.
We don't have music.
We don't have the music.
They don't have the music?
You were locked in.
You lacked it. Find the fake
music. I give the seats to my mother.
Oh.
Who had mother?
Mom.
Did you have his mother?
Show your
what
answers.
Did you write down, Don?
Some charity.
Well, I wrote down a specific charity. I wrote down the Three Amigos.
Well, we do at times because she doesn't feel up to going to the games, you know, all the time.
Sure.
So there are times where we'll look at the schedule, we pick out a couple, and we donate them to auctions down there. But they're good seats. I've just never had the privilege of sitting in one. I've never been to a game. I've had their tickets since they started.
Perfect.
And I do that
Out
of, you know, I'm a Houstonian. So I do that, A, to support the city, and B.
You're a millionaire. That's why you do that.
I do that also for Bob McNair, their gracious owner, who is such a good friend, and I wanted to lend a little support to him. They're getting
Jim.
Better, by the way. I know they got stung pretty good out in San Diego this week, but we're about 2 or 3 years away from where you know, I'm going to get put in the position is going to be a little awkward, and I'm going to be doing games there.
Wow.
You know? Here's one more for you, Nancy. I thought that whole London thing was a bunch of.
I didn't get to see it. I was on the air at that time, you know, I heard the conditions were dreadful.
I mean, what's your opinion, not your standard CBS guy, what's your opinion on there ever really long-term being an NFL team overseas?
Phil Simms tried to make a bet with me this weekend. He's, of course, my esteemed broadcast partner, that in the next 20 years, there will be an NFL franchise in Europe.
Really? Did you take the bet or not?
I tried to make a you know, small friendly wager with him, but you know, he's actually convinced that that's going to happen.
Let me ask you this.
I would take that bet, Jim, against it.
About that, I mean, you've got a situation. Do you really think that the interest is there, or is the NFL kind of force-feeding this on Europe?
Well, they certainly had the turnout there in London, didn't they?
Yeah, but Don was talking about the fact that what you were saying.
Was it like a rock concert, though, Jim?
Well, you know, they've obviously devoted enough time and expense here in recent years, and I know they disbanded the European football side of it that the league sponsored, but they've poured a lot of money into trying to build the brand over there, and it's got to be leading to something.
All right, here's the most important question I have for you, though, Jim.
We get the game next year, by the way.
You're going overseas?
Yeah, and it's not going to always be in London. I know that's a possibility, but I'm hearing Stuttgart, Germany, perhaps will be the site.
Stuttgart. Jawohl. Yeah.
Hey, Jim, let's see what you really know. What's on tonight at 10 o'clock on CBS?
Well, let's see. What is this? Tuesday. It's got to be Kane.
Wow.
That's a good poll.
Jimmy Smits in his network return. Uh-huh. Kane.
What about
Tuesday night on America's number one network.
All right. I love you it. Got me. You stumped me with that.
That's you know, you can't go any further now. He got you with the tough one.
You know, Nancy, you are the greatest. Do you have a feeling what you're calling the game? You got that whole thing. You won't predict a winner. But without predicting a winner, can you tell us in your heart, do you have a team that you think is going to win?
Well, it's, you know, I think everybody realizes that New England has looked unbeatable at this point. And not that the Colts look vulnerable. I mean, particularly given their last two road wins that were decisive blowout victories on the road. But I've just got to see it to find out if there is a way to beat this Patriots team. I've had a couple of their games already, including the one down at Dallas, and Dallas stayed with them. Dallas actually took the lead early in the third quarter, and then the Patriots just reeled off a 27-3 stretch to close it and never looked back. So, my hunch is New England might be fractionally better, but I wouldn't be surprised if I'm wrong about that.
And this is the beginning Amen. Of something big, right? I mean, this is a pretty darn good rivalry.
This is the rivalry of this age in the NFL.
Yeah, this is
defined this decade. And it's been around for a while because, you know, this used to be Peyton and Indianapolis's nemesis, New England. They couldn't beat them. But now people also forget, though, that in the last couple of years, they've had the Patriots' number. They beat them twice in the regular season, plus they beat them last year in the AFC title game. So they've won three in a row.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, what makes a good rivalry is just a little bit of bad blood between teams. These are such class acts on either side. I mean, is there any of that fun stuff going on between
these teams? The Patriots are cheaters, Mike.
Is there any really bad blood between these
guys?
Well,
you know, Mike, listen, Don touches on something here. If you want good guy, bad guy here in this matchup, the good guy right now nationally, I'm not saying this is how I view it, but would be Indianapolis. The bad guy would be New England for two reasons. A would be the Spygate thing, and three is there's this kind of a public opinion right now swirling after this Redskins debacle over the weekend that they're running up the score.
You know, hey Jim, hold on. There is an argument to that, and I'm on the side that if you got a team that's running it up, like when they go for it on fourth down and they have Brady run a sneak and they win them by 38. You know how you counter that on the other side? You do it like in the old days.
You make a tackle.
You get some guys to just, without being crude, you beat the crap out of Tom Brady. You make it so that the coach says, I got to get him out of the game now.
Yeah, and even with the Spygate thing, I just don't sense the same kind of, with some of the great rivalries, Red Sox, Yankees, or you got Dallas and the Redskins, there was always that little combat, that verbal combat that went on, and I hope we see some of that. I think that spices it up.
Oh, I think it's there, but, you look at this matchup. We got two unbeatens. The latest in the history of the league, two unbeatens have matched on a field.
What's on tonight at 9 on CBS?
Oh, my goodness.
Don't look at a newspaper, Jim.
It's either NCIS or the unit.
Oh, my God. He's got the lineup.
Okay. So I'm not sure which one goes at 8 and which one goes at 9, but you guys make the call, and I'll call the broadcast center. We'll flip it if I got it upside down.
All right. Hold on. What, Jimmy?
Is that my cue to leave?
We know that you're a very busy man.
No, I'm not busy. I've got nowhere to go.
Hold on. Turn off the music.
I wanted to tell you guys something. You got me all, you got me beating my chest here.
Okay.
10 minutes. Okay, go ahead.
Am I running into a
spot here? No, beat away.
Okay.
Yes.
I've got a trivia question for you guys.
All right. Okay.
The four highest rated television programs of the year, sports or entertainment or otherwise.
This past year?
Can you tell me what they are?
One would be American Idol.
One is the Super Bowl.
Let me see. I'm trying to think. Now,
of course, would be Numbers, Friday nights on CBS.
Anything that Jim Nantz calls. The final Sunday of the Masters.
Well, I wish was in there, but we can't give it to you. Here you go. I'm gonna spare you, okay?
Okay.
Now, by the way, this game Sunday will crack that top four. It'll be third, it'll be my guess, at the end of the year. Wow. Number one by a mile, of course, is the Super Bowl.
Of course.
Which I had the great fortune to be able to call.
You called that game.
Uh-huh. But it was the most watched television program in 11 years. And the third all time.
Right.
Okay? There was a MASH finale and a Super Bowl Dallas-Pittsburgh 96 that are 1 and 2. than our Super Bowl this year with Indy and Chicago. So this for this calendar year 07, one will be the Super Bowl. Two was the AFC title game, Indy and New England.
Did you happen to call that, Jim?
Yeah, you know, as a matter of fact, I
did. You did. You did.
Okay, number three is going to be this Sunday's game, my prediction. Okay, but currently residing at a tie for third is the Dallas-New England game from 3 weeks ago.
All right, listen to this.
It's tied with the finals of American Idol.
Wow.
And guess the guess who can name the one person on the planet that was at all four of those events?
Oh, God, wow.
Were you
He's
really,
come a long way.
Were you really at the American Idol?
I was
Idol?
Really at the finals of American
what
Idol.
Were you, what were you
I took
doing?
I took my then 12-year-old, no, she just turned 13, 13-year-old daughter, Caroline. I had that dangling for the whole seventh grade year. If you come home, your first three report cards, nothing worse than a B. I need all A's and B's. I'm taking out of school for 2 days, and we're flying to Los Angeles, and we're going to the finals of American Idol, and that we did.
I believe that wasn't the fifth rated TV show.
I don't want to take too much credit for this, for these ratings.
You need to put your shirt back on.
Yeah, put it back on now.
And what about my slacks?
Wow, he's all Jim. Wound up.
What about as the fifth highest rated show of all time, Jim Nance remembers Nicholas at the Masters.
Fantastic.
That was just out of the top 20.
And what is it you say about the Masters? It's a tradition. What is it?
A tradition unlike any other. It's a Masters any on other. CBS.
Jim Nance is wound up. God damn, you're wound up, Nancy. And rightly you should be. You're going to have a huge audience, a great game. Do you have any concern at all about the quality of the game itself?
No, non-zero zip. How can you say that? No one's going to run away with this one. This will be a great game, period.
Rob Spiewak has just done some research on Google. The sixth most popular TV show of all time was last year when you hosted the top Super Bowl commercials.
And I'm doing it again.
Doing it again.
Along with the beautiful Daisy Fuentes.
Oh, very good. Oh, nice. Yeah, way to throw that plug in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know.
Jim, will you be appearing on any CBS shows? I know that you were on yesteryear.
Yes, any cameos in your future?
You know, the right script just hasn't come along here. That's I've been right. looking through a few lately, and, you know, it's just got to be right.
Now, with all these TV ratings, you might want to think about feature films as well.
And how about you, Jim?
Somebody, some agent out there has got to come up with this tie that there is one common thread to the top, what will be the top five rated shows of the year.
Wow.
I just got to tell you, I never pictured you as one of those Hollywood phonies.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
it's
one,
your fault.
One of those guys. One. I tell you what, honey, you get all A's and B's. Daddy will put you on the corporate jet, take 2 days, fly you out to Hollywood for American Idol. You know why? Because your daddy is in the top five rated shows of all time.
You know, listen. You're getting carried away. It was nothing like that.
It was totally like
that.
We
flew commercial. Yes, we put her up front. Yes, we did. We stayed at the Beverly Wilshire, you know.
There you go.
A little suite there. You may have heard of it. It was the suite called the Governor's Suite that was used as the exact set. That was where they shot the movie Pretty Woman. That's where we...
But, Daddy, I don't even like American. It'll be quiet. There are the cameras. Hi, it's Jim Nance. I'm here with my daughter.
You know, it's what we like to call it. It's Nance magic. And, we should have the T-shirts printed up.
You guys took this
humble,
bashful, humble broadcaster who, he had, 15 years of experience. But, you know, before I met Don and Mike, you know, 8, 9, 10 years ago. And you guys said, you know, we need to pump you up.
Take your shirt off.
We need to pump you up, man.
Pump you up.
You need to run out of the CBS offices at BlackRock right now and go shout out to the world who you are. So I do that. And a hard time now for me is to kind of harness it and pull back.
Yeah.
Last question, Jim. When is your retirement date? Go.
April 8th, 2035.
Wow. Good man. Oh, you're the greatest, Jim.
Jim, we always...
That'll be the day that I will say goodbye from my 50th Masters. You guys think I'm kidding.
I believe it. I swear to God, I believe it with all of my heart. I'll be blowing spit bubbles somewhere watching you do that telecast, and I'll have tears streaming down my face.
All right, boys.
Nancy, we always love talking to you. Have a great call of the game. We hope to talk to you before the Super Bowl. Have a good holiday.
And unlike the way you said it to your brother, I send all my love to you guys, you know, with sincerity. Don.
As do I, James.
Thank you, pal.
All right, love you, Jimmy.
Love you now.
Bye-bye.
There you go. That's Jim Nance, everybody.
The great Jim Nance. He really is.
Wound up today.
She was out of sight.
She was dying to get away from those sports writers.
Man, if he loved you anymore, he'd put you up at the Beverly Wills.
That's too funny. He has the ratings numbers right at the top of his head.
Yeah. You know, you remember how crushed he used to be.
He was mellow.
When CBS was getting killed in the ratings, he'd be like, hey, guys, I don't like talking about the competition.
He's a blast now when he comes on.
He loves
Let me tell you who was at all four highest rated programs.
And my daughter, Sasha Nance.
Sasha.
We flew commercial.
Sat up front.
All right, that's a lie. We didn't fly commercial.
Oh, God. The Pretty Woman's Suite, unlike any other.
Title that, The Two Perfect Gyms.
Mm-hmm.
My Two Gyms.
That's right.
That's it.
Jim Source, Jim Nance.
Two men, giants in both their own fields.
And they both love us, Mike.
They do indeed.
And we them. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.